This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let us know in 20 minutes. I got 5 hot takes for the Commander season that I will run past you. And then I want your hottest take at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. That'll be in 20 minutes. But coming up right now, week 0 of college football is here. I am incredibly excited, as most of you know, massive college football guy. And we're finally getting real games back to preview. My guy, Rob Brown from the BetMGM Network. You can hear him bet for the cycle 12 to 4 on Saturdays for at least 2 more weeks. And then he's every day in South Carolina, the fan upstate. Rob Brown, what's happening?
Buddy, if I could get them to pay me the same amount of money to work from 12 to noon, it would be the greatest job of my life. And it's already a great job because they give me money to talk about college football.
Yeah, getting paid that same amount of money to talk for 1 minute is what my dreams are made of. I can fill a minute.
I mean, we all have big aspirations. Mine were always to share the airwaves with Denton Day, and would you look at that, dreams come true.
I thought you said big aspirations. Never mind. All right, so week 0, we got a ranked matchup, which we don't normally get in week 0. I know they try and give us at least a couple big schools, but the Iowa State-Kansas State is obviously the headliner. It's in Ireland. It's two teams that are in the top 25. As we just start there, what are you looking at in that game? Do you have a lean in that one?
I do. I am going with Kansas State. I am laying the points on this one, and there's really a couple of reasons why. The first is I am bought in on Avery Johnson being a dude, and some games like this one, it really feels like having the best playmaker on the field can be the difference of what happens on the field. And I do think that's Avery Johnson, but there's a couple of other things that jump out. And I know that there are already people going, wait a minute, Rob Brown, they had him last year and they lost this exact same game. But I would also point out, you had a turnover on what was it, the opening kicker, the opening drive that Iowa State punched it in. Kansas State was kind of playing from behind. I am not going to bet against the favorite because of fluke turnover. So I'm going to go with Kansas State for just having the better player overall. But the second thing is, I don't think this K-State defense, Denton Day, got nearly the credit that they deserved. Every now and then, you stumble upon one of those stats that for some reason takes up free rent in your brain. And the one for Kansas State that did that for me was that last year against the run in a conference that was predicated on running teams, Kansas State held opponents to 0 or negative yards on 25% of their plays. 1 out of every 4 running plays went for 0 or negative yards. If you bump that to gains of 3 yards or shorter, it was still like 40-something, 41, 42%. This defense did not get the credit it deserved last year. They bring a bunch of guys back. They kept a lot of consistency. Iowa State's a team that is going to keep the ball on the ground. They were super conservative last year, And I think with the loss of talent, they've got reason to be as, if not more, conservative this year. So they are going to be running into the teeth of one of the best defensive run stop teams in America last year that is probably going to be better at it this year. And again, Avery Johnson is a dude, and I will bet on a dude many, many times in college football, this being one of them.
That conference in itself is crazy. Yeah, I was looking at the odds and then comparing that to other conferences across college football. They're the only team that has, or the only conference that has more than four teams with plus 800 or shorter to win the conference. They have like six or seven teams that are either plus 800 or shorter. It's insane.
Yeah, I was looking at that. In fact, we were talking about earlier this week on my local show about conference champions, who could end up getting those automatic qualifiers, et cetera. And there's this weird thing because you have a bunch of teams that have short odds to win that conference, Denton Day, and then go look at the odds to win the national championship. They're all astronomical, right? Like, yeah. There's no team in that conference, including the favorites, Kansas State, Arizona State. There's no team that has anywhere close to short odds to win the national championship. Let me ask you this and turn the tables on you. I said that if I could find somewhere to take a ticket just because of the odds I think that it would be, I would. I think it's possible this conference maybe only gets their conference champion into the playoffs. I think it's possible this conference ends up having one team in the bracket. And that's a result from the SEC, to me, might have the best year as an individual conference any conference has ever had. The Big Ten, depending on whether or not Michigan rebounds, could have three or four. I also think, and I don't know if this is a hot take, I think the ACC is better than anybody's given it credit for. Clemson's going to win that thing, but Miami's in the hip pocket. SMU, maybe not as good as last year, but they were in the conference championship game. I think Florida State could be due for a rebound. Miller Moss at Louisville might throw for 10,000 yards this year. I think the ACC can get three teams in. I think because of the depth and parity everywhere else, the Big 12 might get one team in the playoff this year, just their conference champion. And I don't know if that's a hot take or not, but I feel like it's not.
Do you believe in Carson Beck?
I kind of do. I will tell you that. I didn't until about two or three weeks ago when I had a Miami fan call my show and try to convince me Miami could take down Clemson. And I was like, all right, let me deep dive this guy. Deeper than just the 24-3 record, which in a lot of schools you're like, all right, whatever. That's at Georgia, man. Like, Georgia for the past three or four years has been everybody circled in red game. 24-3, higher than average completion percentage. The touchdown to interception ratio has been very, very good. And I know he's had more weaponry than most other quarterbacks had over the years. But I think if you really go look at the guy's numbers, they're more impressive than they might be on just a cursory glance. Don't say cursory glance very often.
Yeah, that is quite the word. Rob Brown with me here, BetMGM and the Fan Upstate in South Carolina. Good enough to join us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in. As you look at some of the other conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC, are there teams that stand out to you? Maybe that are not at the top of the conference, but you think when season's over could be?
Yeah, I got to say, I hate doing this because I know it sounds cliche and it's probably not the answer you want, but I'm in on Alabama this year. I think that you never want to be the dude that follows the dude. You damn sure don't want to be the guy that follows the goat, as Kalen DeBoer is. But just based on kind of following the fan temperature about that team, I am almost shocked by the fact that it seems like, despite Bama maybe not accomplishing what they wanted to accomplish last year, it feels to me like there's not as much pressure on Kalen DeBoer to follow up Nick Saban with Nick Saban's success as I thought there might be. I talked to Kalen DeBoer very briefly at SEC Media Days. He seems a lot more relaxed, a lot more under control, a lot more in control than he did last year. And I'm asking the same question about a lot of teams, Denton, which is, what do I make out of the quarterback situation? And Ty Simpson in Alabama is absolutely in that group. But Alabama with that script A could have gotten damn near anybody they wanted out of the portal at quarterback. And Kalen DeBoer repeatedly doubled and tripled down that Ty Simpson is his guy. So I'm not saying he's going to be in the Heisman race. But if Kalen DeBoer, who I think has had a pretty good eye for quarterbacks over the past couple of years, is going to say, that's my guy, he's the dude we're rolling with, then I'm willing to give a little bit of leeway and an assumption that he must have something going for him that Kalen DeBoer likes. On top of that, they just got Alabama talent everywhere, and genuinely, I think Alabama has the best offensive line in college football this year. You put all of that together, I really think Alabama's going to be in the mix with Texas and Georgia for an ACC title game this year. I think they're interesting. I think Lenoris Sellers at South Carolina, I don't think South Carolina on paper is anywhere near Georgia, Alabama, Texas, but I think when you got a dude that is that far above and beyond everybody else, as I think Lenoris Sellers is, kind of like Tim Tebow at Florida, that just inherently makes them dangerous. So I'm interested there. Over in the Big Ten, I look at Oregon, and I know, again, number one overall seed last year, I'm not exactly out on a thin branch here, but I would point out, Denton Dave, that go look at Oregon's schedule, man. Like, they've got an interesting spot where they've got to fly across the country to Penn State. They've got a home game against Oregon State the week before that. They come back to Oregon for Indiana. So a little bit of maybe a trap game scenario there. But the schedule's a breeze for Dan Lanning and the Ducks this year. So I know everybody's in on the conversations changed about James Franklin and Penn State. That's fine. Ohio State's got Jeremiah Smith. If Julian Sands the dude, Ryan Day's got the monkey off the back, that's fine. I think Oregon might be back in the Big Ten championship game this year too.
Yeah, I really love Dante Moore. You know, in a era of college football where everyone is just reaching to get to the only place that will play them, him willingly taking a seat for a year was incredibly impressive to me. And I'm expecting that he is going to come out swinging in the Big Ten. What about Arch? How hype are you for Arch? Are you buying into the facade? Not the facade, but are you buying into the hype? Are you drinking the Kool-Aid? Where are you with the young Manning?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think I am. I am buying into the hype, .. of the potential of Arch. But I do think it is very fair to have questions. We know the asset that Arch Manning has going for him. We know the asset in terms of having Eli, having Peyton, having Cooper, having Archie to lean on. We know the assets of Steve Sarkisian's a guy who knows how to work with quarterbacks. There's a lot going for Arch. But, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, you may have caught it. Steve Spurrier was on a podcast, and he said, wait a minute, fair question. If Arch is really that far above and beyond everybody else, that we, just on Arch being Arch, are willing to put this into the SEC title game and national championship conversation just because of him, how did he not beat out Quinn Ewers for a job last year? And if he couldn't do it last year, was one off season enough to transform Arch Manning from guy who can't beat out Quinn Ewers to guy who is the obvious pick for a Heisman Trophy. And a lot of people went after Steve, like, how are you asking that question? I thought it was very fair. I think it's very fair today. So I would say everything that Arch Manning needs to reach the potential of the hype being placed on him, that's all there, Denton Day. But I am not ready to buy into he is football Jesus and we are all ready to witness. That being said, Ohio State on the road week one, if Arch and the Horns go into the Big Howl, or go into the Shoe, pardon me, if they go into Columbus and they get that win in week one, and especially if he puts on a show, then maybe I change my mind real, real fast. But I kind of want to see it before I'm willing to go, yes, he is the deliverer and savior of college football.
I'm actually massively on Ohio State in that opener because I think everyone's going to be on Arch. But here's my question for you then. In hindsight, right? I know I'm asking you to predict hindsight, which is laughable. But do you think that comment by Steve Spurrier is going to look like it was more in the direction of Arch or more in the direction of Sark by the end of the year? Meaning that if Arch really is as good, he doesn't even have to reach the heights that everybody thinks he's going to reach. But if he is a good quarterback, Texas gets deep in the playoff, maybe we see them in the championship game. Do you think that comment from Steve Spurrier is going to be more looked back on, said, wow, why was Sark being so stubborn? What did he see in Quinn Ewers that made him miss what he had in Arch?
You know, I honestly, Denton Day, and this is why you are the absolute radio brilliance that I aspire to reach one day in my 18-year career. I have actually not considered that thought yet. But I will say this, as I turn around and then immediately kick the legs out from the same question that I said was genius a second ago. I don't know that it has to be either, right? Like, I know we have this thing we're supposed to do in radio where we are supposed to take the most mundane things and turn it into an everlasting battle of good versus evil, right versus wrong. I just think it's fair to ask that as a question, right? I think it is fair to say if Arch Manning is as talented as the media is making him out to be, how was he not good enough to take the job last year? And if he wasn't good enough to take the job last year, was one offseason enough to elevate him to that guy this year? I don't necessarily think it needs to be a Sark's an idiot question. I don't think it necessarily needs to be a all of you who have bought into Arch are idiots question. I think it really can just be a good question of, was he that good last year and he didn't play? Or was this offseason one more year of sitting and learning and developing and getting that experience and now having a full offseason of being the unquestioned QB1, was that enough to make him the guy? I mean, I don't think this necessarily needs to be a question of Steve's got the sights trained on any one person or group or whatever. I think it's just a fair and valid question to ask, but it is one that I think Steve in 2 or 3 weeks will need to say, now we have our answer, and the answer is blank, whatever it turned out to be.
Rob Brown with me here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. We're previewing the college football season. We start week zero tomorrow with a bunch of good games. Not great games, but good games. You're down there in South Carolina. What is the hype level for Shane Beamer and his squad, and how excited are people for Lenore Sellers?
You know, it is very interesting because on one hand, I have a ticket out on Lenora Sellers to win the Heisman Trophy. That's how good this kid is. It is not to me. The only question is, how high can he reach? Not will he reach high. The answer to that is a definitive yes. The question is, how high can he reach? I think he's got Heisman finalist, maybe Heisman winner written on him. And so obviously that just in and of itself makes South Carolina fans probably more excited than they've been since like Spurrier's second year here in the upstate. That being said, I have gotten myself under the gun here with Gamecock fans by pointing out, let's look everywhere else on the field. Your best running back is a guy who, yes, excelled last year, but did so for Colorado State. Are we putting him up there with the Nate Frazier's at Georgia? I can't. Let's look at the offensive line. Is it better this year? Sure, they got some experience. But better than what? Lenore Sellers was running for his effing life last year. Like, better than second or third from the bottom in the SEC isn't an improvement that I'm excited about. Let's look at the wide receiver core. Nick Harbor is a freak of nature and on the video game is an absolute cheat code. However, Nick Harbor was also a guy that struggled dramatically with the dropsies last year. Did he fix that? Flip to the defense. You lost, what, 3 or 4 NFL players in the draft, more draft selections than South Carolina's ever had, and you're replacing them with whom? You've got 2 or 3 guys coming back with experience. Other than that, you've got a handful of juniors and seniors that haven't cracked the field in their time in Columbia, and a couple of transfers you hope are going to work out. So it's like, on one hand, I genuinely think South Carolina has the best quarterback in college football this year. That's not sucking up. That's my honest belief. On the other hand, Denton Day, there's not much on this team to look at and say, oh yeah, that unit or that guy stacks up in the SEC as a recognizable, notable difference maker. So it's kind of a weird spot for Gamecock fans in, you're as excited about a guy, you might have the Cam Newton of your franchise on one hand. On the other hand, what is he working with? What is going to be going into making it where Lenoris doesn't have to go out and try to win every ball game 49-45 every week? I think this team under Lenoris Sellers is maybe good enough to grab like the 11th or the 12th playoff seed. I also think they're a team that could realistically finish 7-5 and be asking the question, what the hell just happened?
Rob Brown with me here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in. Final thing for you here, Rob. Who wins it all? Who's your champion?
I got to say, there's a part of me that wants to say it is the Clemson Tigers. And a lot of my evals, Denton Day, have been, what teams do I have the fewest questions about, right? Like, which teams do I have the fewest questions, the most answers about? And I really think Clemson's in that group. I think they have the best defensive front seven in football. Cade Klubnik, while I still have a couple of questions, is a Heisman favorite from just about everybody. They finally got a wide receiver room around Antonio Williams that is answering the call. Really, the only question about this team I have is, what about your running back? You got a converted wide receiver in Adam Randall as RB1 to replace Phil Moffitt. Is that enough? We'll find out. The problem that I'm having is, how many times over the years have we seen a team walk through a conference that is maybe not as tough as you'd like, get into the playoffs against teams that have been playing ball games week in and week out, and not be ready? That being said, Dabo Swinney's the head coach. He's got guys ready in tougher spots than this in years gone by. So I think my obvious early lean, as much of a absolute homer clown it's going to make me sound on your radio show, I think the answer I'm going to roll with is the Clemson Tigers. That being said, I think there's plenty of arguments for other teams. Does Drew Aller bleep it up in big games like he did last year for Penn State? If the answer is no, I think Penn State's right there in that conversation. I think you can make the argument that if Julian Sain is the recruit Nick Saban thought he was when he brought him to Alabama, Ohio State's going to be right back into that picture. All of that being said, the team that has, to me, the fewest questions and the most answers already out there is the Clemson Tigers. So I don't think I'm being too ridiculous of a homer by saying I think both the Heisman Trophy and the national championship will be making their way to the upstate of South Carolina by the end of this season.
Man, Dabo Swinney is going to be on one if that happens. Rob Brown, you are on one today in the best way possible. Appreciate it as always, my friend. I'll talk to you.
Buddy, college football starts tomorrow. I'm going to be on one for the next 6 months. I'm here when you want me and you need me, big dog.
That is Rob Brown, my man. You can hear him on the BetMGM Network. You can find him on Twitter at The Rob Brown Show. Coming up next, I got 5 hot takes for you about the Commanders season. Maybe you don't think they're hot. That's going to be for you to decide at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Plus, the NFL released numbers 22 and 21 of their top 100 list. Did Jaden Daniels make it into the top 20? All that when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.